This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, Leroy talks about the tremendous importance of the person you marry. Our passage is 2 Chronicles, chapters 21 through 25. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
A few months ago, a book was published which almost immediately zoomed to the number 2 spot on the New York Times bestseller list. Its title was, How to Marry the Man of Your Choice. Every Christian young person who really wants to follow the Lord should be praying about the person of God's choice for them. The choice of whom you marry has far-reaching effects. In today's scripture, we watch an entire nation take a dramatic turn for the worse. And this downward spiral is directly related to the marriage of the new king, Jehoram. While his father and grandfather had been godly men, 2 Chronicles 21:6 tells us that Jehoram walked in the ways of the kings of Israel, as the house of Ahab had done, for he married a daughter of Ahab. The scriptures tie Jehoram's marriage and his conduct together. And the lesson is clear. Who you marry is of tremendous importance. If you're a young person feeling the tug of the Holy Spirit upon your life to serve the Lord, your marriage partner will either double your effectiveness for Christ or kill it. There is no in between. Recently, I heard of a young man whose wife is an encouragement and challenge to him. One of his unmarried friends asked him, "Where did you find a girl like that?" His answer was amazing. He said, "When I was in junior high school, I began to pray that God would give me a wife like that. Every day since I was in junior high, I prayed for God's perfect choice for me. And God has answered my prayers." According to one recent book on marriage, the statistical improbability of a person finding the right mate is astonishing. The author based his mathematical calculations on 6 desirable qualities, including physical attractiveness, intelligence, and concern for others. He concluded that a person would have to meet more than 15,000 people before encountering one with all the above requirements. But we are dealing with the faithfulness of God, not the chances of finding the right person. God will guide you as you seek Him in prayer. Nothing is too great and nothing is too small. God delights to hear the tender prayers of the young in faith and the towering prayers of those who have walked with Him for years. Are you asking God for His direction for your life? Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
If you've been challenged by this broadcast, we'd like to send you the Navigator's Daily Walk, a free daily devotional guide that will help you keep in step with these programs. Your daily Bible reading will coincide with each broadcast, Monday through Saturday. Write the Navigator's, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Tomorrow, what kind of pride should Christians have? Is pride always bad? Join us on Daily Discipleship.